Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not just the open week. Hold on a second. Hey!
Now, back to
Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, my God.
If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Yep.
This is the most Friday ever.
It's pretty Friday.
It's very Friday in here.
Payday.
Uh-huh.
Both upper and lower management not around.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny and mild.
And plans to go straight from here, at least for me, straight from here to the yard.
Wow!
Korean NBA finals calls.
Well, that set the table.
Phenoms hitting grand slams.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of, yeah.
Adi Burton with another one.
Yep.
Another one.
That's four consecutive.
DJ Khaled and Halliburton need to get together and make some content. Another one.
He might be a Knicks fan.
Yeah. They're done. It's fine.
Wow.
Don't you root for the team that beat you?
Depends.
A lot of people do. I know
yeah.
That was a thing for Steiny and for a while last week.
And just with the Knicks, I don't know if we're ready to get into that. The whole idea of them wanting to acquire Steve Kerr.
Oh,
is that a later? I don't want to get out of your rundown because I appreciate your rundown. It's well organized.
We don't have a rundown. I mean, we have a rundown and we don't follow it.
Rundown
is. We're just
is,
here doing our thing, man.
Talk about Bryce watch, Korean call, laugh. I didn't see the WhatsApp on the rundown.
Because it wasn't there.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
But I did see that there was Kerr on there.
This is an extemporaneous piece, Dan. This is an extemporaneous
piece. We're not doing a Dan on a Friday.
Wow.
When I get called Dan, it means I'm in trouble.
That's the other Friday. But management's
my mom
not
used
here.
To call me Daniel.
Ooh.
And she, when she would drop a Daniel.
I've never even thought of calling you Daniel.
Well,
I don't even realize that that's your actual name.
My name
is.
No.
My name is Buddy.
Yeah. My name was Danny.
My name is Buddy.
My name was Danny.
I'm Batman.
As a kid.
I got asked a lot if my name is actually Marcus, and I find that offensive.
Yeah?
I don't know why. It just bothered me as a kid. I'm like, no. My name's not Marcus.
My name is Buddy.
Exactly.
Buttered. Yeah, Danny for a long time.
I miss him already. I really do. I miss Buddy Hield.
Well, he's not gone.
No,
I saved the day.
Yeah, but we don't get to see him.
I'm nice.
You're allowed to miss someone when you don't see him. It's not like he died.
Perhaps.
You know what I mean? It's graduation season, though. There's a lot of parents around the Bay who are about to say goodbye to their children over the next, become empty nesters or whatever over these next 2 to 3 months. Nobody's dying, but you're going to miss them because you don't see them as much anymore.
Some of us are regaining our children.
Well, yeah,
I got one coming back.
Back.
Yeah.
But what is he doing?
He's going to go live with his mother.
Okay.
Graduate Santa Barbara, live in Oakland, and figure out how you get into the job market.
Boy. Ain't that the phrase of the summer? Figure out. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to figure out what he's going to do.
Yep. Well,
that's what everyone's doing right now. That's what I'm saying.
It is.
Even if you think you know what you're going to do, you don't know if it's going to go that way. You're like, oh, we're going. How many kids right now? Oh, where are you going to school? Oh, I'm going to here, here, here. Okay, 6 months from now, you want to stay? You staying? Because half, I feel like I remember going. You get there, and 3 weeks into it, half the people want to leave. They're like, this is awful. I'm going home. There's nobody that takes care of me or does my dishes here.
Yeah.
I want to go back. So homesick season is coming soon, too.
It can. I mean, I guess because I was older when I went away, I did 2 years of junior college. By the time I got there, I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is it. Dorms,
I was
three meals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that.
Sand volleyball court outside. Uh-huh. My problem was you had to go to school.
What are those buildings over there that are like, you know, beyond the dorms? What happens in those?
Yeah.
I haven't been over there.
No.
Yeah, those are far away.
It's a problem. And the library, why?
Oh, God.
Never went there.
I could not have been farther from the library with where my dorm was. And there was a bar in town called the Library. So at Cal Poly, when you went to the library, it didn't mean going to the library.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So you told your mom, Mark, yeah. Mark.
Going to the library, Mom. Yep.
That's a good boy, honey.
Oh, that's wonderful. Get some studying done.
You've made us so proud. Tom, he's going to the library.
Honey, he's wasted. Yeah. Yeah, we went to the library. You know when I actually went to the library? This is when we get to age ourselves for the 80th time in a week. Going to the library, because I went to school in the mid-90s, and this is essentially kind of when the internet was becoming a thing. And so if somebody sent you an email, we didn't have laptops. We didn't have phones that had everything on them. So, like, I had to go to the library, which was a solid 12-minute walk, at least, briskly. I had to go to the library to check my email. So it's kind of like the way my dad handles the phone now. If you send him a text message, you're hoping he gets it within the next 2 months.
Nice.
He might respond at some point next 2 months. Take the under. He's starting to get better at it. Same thing with sending me an email in college. Might get it in 2 weeks. Maybe. But, like, that's how often I would check the email, once or twice a month.
Right.
Because it had to go all the way to the library, and I didn't want to go to the library.
And now you check your email probably 7 times a day.
7 times a day? 7 times an hour?
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting here doing the show with the laptop open. Anytime, whoop, you're like, oh, let me check that. I mean, right? It's a notification sensation.
Yeah, that's a buck.
That's what you do.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah, we got some Warrior stuff.
Okay.
Thank you, Dandy. And yeah, there is a Steve Kerr thing, but there's also a Jonathan Kuminga thing. Now, you and I talked about this briefly yesterday, but sort of a new thought popped to mind today that I want to run by you. Okay. So let's y'all take a listen to it. It's from the Dubs Talk podcast, NBC Sports Bay Area. This is the voice of Monty Poole talking about the future of Jonathan Kuminga.
Well, the tea leaves and as well as scuttlebutt around the NBA is that the Warriors very likely will find a way to hang on to JK. Doesn't mean that he's going to be a long-term answer, you know, that they just move him later. Because what seems pretty clear in talking to people is that even the people who are, I guess you can say, JK backers with the Warriors don't see him as a guy that's going to lead them to championships. So it's not like he can take Steph's torch into the future. Nobody's saying that, yeah, if, you know, if we hang on to JK, that's the guy that's going to get us more rings. No one is saying that. And so that's why there's that wiggle room there that says, yeah, they like him, but they're not committed to him being there forever like they were to Steph.
I find this to be one of the more fascinating sort of clips that I've heard in sports media over the last handful of weeks. Let me tell you why. Monty Poole has been doing this in this city for a really, really long time. Everybody knows Monty. Monty knows everybody. He has the faith of the organization for sure. He's tapped in, and he knows everybody over there. When you listen to what he said and the way he said it, it's very clear to me that whoever and whatever his sources are, they are within the Warriors and NBA circles. And you think about the way he presented that. The first thing he says is they're going to find a way to keep JK. But immediately after saying that, now it doesn't mean that they think he's the future. It doesn't mean they think he's that dude. It doesn't mean they think he can win a championship. It doesn't mean any of those things. But the people within the organization who like JK, and I'm thinking that's who he spoke to, and then he kind of goes into XYZ from there. And so I was thinking about this overnight, and I'm like, man, do we think that this means that the Warriors actually really want to keep Jonathan Kuminga? Or does this mean that they want the world to think that they want to keep Jonathan Kuminga? Because we are heading into a season of negotiation.
Yeah.
We're heading into a season where you might be in trade talks, contract talks, what have you. When I listened to Monty, that was a very unique way of passing something like this along. They're going to find a way to keep JK, but remember,
it doesn't mean five different things.
Doesn't mean that they love him.
Basically, it doesn't mean they think he's the future.
So it was almost like, I want the other teams to know that we're going to keep him, so you can't have him for free. But hey, Jonathan, and your agent, don't think that you're coming to us with the ask of $30 million, because we also don't think you're that guy, is kind of how it felt to me. Maybe overthinking it, I realize that, but that's kind of how it felt to me.
Well, it felt to me like they're covering their bases for sure, because they're in a unique spot where they kind of want to keep the market down for Jonathan Kuminga, because you don't want to have a team that really loves him come out there and blow you away with an offer, because then you may not get anything for him. The beauty, though, is there aren't a lot of teams that have money out there. So the Warriors are, I think, kind of sitting in the catbird seat. But just the way they laid it out, we want to keep, you know, the Warriors want to try to find a way to keep Jonathan Kuminga. Okay, for .. for now.
Uh-huh.
And them saying, Monty saying that it doesn't mean that he's going to be here forever, had me thinking about this regime and what Warriors have been here, quote, forever. And the answer is just a couple players, Steph and Draymond and Kevon Looney for now. If Kevon Looney doesn't come back next year, well, that will be, you know, 9 years he was here.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't mean that he was here, quote, forever. Moody's been here forever, and Pods and TJD and the other really youngsters. But the idea of him being here, quote, forever, that doesn't always happen. And in fact, it rarely happens.
Rare, sure.
Klay Thompson was not here forever. Jordan Poole was not here forever. Wiseman, etc. Players that you drafted and you eventually didn't keep. So the tea leaves and the scuttlebutt is what I love off the top. And the more I hear Monty and the more you play it and we think about it and we talk it out, I think that it's more of a sign and then trade eventually, whether it's at the deadline, or next year or whatever.
Right. And just so people understand what you meant by that, it's a keep him, and then if you do sign him, there's sort of a six-month grace period where you're not allowed to trade a guy. So it would be close to the trade deadline this coming year where he would be eligible to be traded again. And so, or for the first time, if you will, in this particular scenario. But you could do it then. You could do it next offseason, whatever. You hang whatever the number is on that contract. You actually could get dollar for dollar in return. If you
right.
do a sign and trade this offseason, you only get 50% on the dollar. That's the rules of the NBA CBA. So those things are all in play, and I'm with you that that's what it sounds like they want to do, or at least be open to it. But I guess my question is, just because it sounds that way, is it actually that way? And I don't want to just make, like, Monty would probably be mildly annoyed with the way I'm saying this. I don't want to make it sound like all the reporters with the Warriors are a mouthpiece for the team. That's not what they are. They have earned their relationships there. They're very, the Monty Pools, the Anthony Slaters, Marcus Thompson, these guys are tapped in, dialed in, and they shoot straight. Very much so. So that's not what I'm saying. But I also know that sometimes from the perspective of teams and players and coaches and agents, there is a minor manipulation of everything that's going on, and they do put out what they want out there. And so that's just kind of like, I don't know why on, what are we? This is June 6th. We're still a month away from free agency hitting. I don't know why the Warriors would talk to anybody now to really sort of like center exactly what it is they're thinking about something, unless they kind of feel really good about that message being out there in the public. So it's almost like, let's see if we can ride the fence a little bit. Let's tell the league we want to keep him.
Right.
And let's tell Jonathan's agent, but we don't think you're a dude. It's like they did it. They did it all in one.
Well, yeah, and they already told him that he wasn't the dude last offseason when they didn't give him what Jonathan was asking for.
Sure.
So that.
Well, even more so during the season when they didn't give him playing time.
So I don't even think that message necessarily needed to be sent, but as a add-on to what Monty said about, the Warriors are, they're going to work to try to keep him. However, yeah, you're not the future. You're not the dude. We don't see you anchoring a championship, and, you know, all bets are off the table. I think that if you reverse engineer it, what message would the Warriors not want to get out right now? And for me, that would be, we're moving off of Jonathan Kuminga.
Correct. We don't want this guy.
Right. Because exactly. Because then another team, oh, it's a restricted free agent. How about we offer you 4 years and $60 million, 15 per, and we know the Warriors won't match that because they don't want to keep you, Jonathan. So I do think that it's smart posturing to say, oh, the Warriors are going to work to keep him. And at the same time, the message isn't, we think that this guy is the future. He's phenomenal. Any team would love to have him, because then the offer might come in from the outside. Like, whoa, if the Warriors think that, I think it too.
Yeah.
And then they make an offer that you don't want to match.
Or at least if we want him, we're going to have to work to get him. I mean, I guess maybe we could boil the question down to this, and we'll play it again for you, especially if you're just joining us. When you listen to this, do you think it means the Warriors want Jonathan Kuminga or not?
I think it means they want Jonathan Kuminga, but they want to pay him a lot less than what Jonathan Kuminga wants from someone else.
See, I think it means that they feel the best way, and I hate it when we in sports call human beings assets, but this is asset management. And I think that they feel the only way to make their dollars and their basketball work together is to not deal with this now.
Right.
As far as a trade. They have to deal with this contractually. But if Jonathan is going to be maximized as an asset, you don't want him changing teams now. That would be the Warriors selling for pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. 50 cents on the dollar, literally. Even if a team was like, you know what, we love Kuminga and we'd be happy to pay him 30.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you $15 million worth of player back, but darn it, we want him for 30. Even at that, it's not really worth it, because the only team that can outright pay him $30 million a year seems to be Brooklyn, based on where everyone is against the cap. So there aren't that many suitors. And didn't Bobby Marks come on and say that he thinks the number will be 20 to 25, right? More in the range of that for Kuminga?
Well,
Am I remembering that right?
He's thrown some numbers. The last few times he's come on, he's kind of thrown out some numbers. And this was way back prior to Jimmy Butler, prior to Jonathan's injury, where Bobby sort of insinuated to us, there's no way he's getting 30. And we took that at the time as almost like a criticism of Kuminga. I don't think that's what it was. I think that was Bobby knowing more than we knew at the time with regard to how the market would look and how few teams are out there wanting to spend. In fact, there's a bunch of teams wanting to shed. And so it was just a matter of where the market was. Here's something that Bobby did say to us just last week. Actually, it was the beginning of this week, with regard to Kuminga and sort of how he's the linchpin of the whole thing this offseason.
It all depends on Kuminga. It really comes down to, he basically controls free agency in Golden State, because if they sign him to a contract and bring him back, then that's really it as far as what they can do in the offseason.
So I wonder how that grabs people. If Monty Poole says they're trying to keep him, and Bobby says if they do that, that's it. Well, there you have it. There's your offseason. How's everyone feel?
Not great.
Not great.
Not great, Bob.
And by the way, I think this is the cut that you're referencing from Bobby Marks.
Players are now slotted. You know, at the day and age of signing a player to a $30 million North contract is long gone if you're not considering him as your top three player. Is he a $20 to $25 million guy? Is he a guy that would want to just do a 1-year deal and then go into free agency? But that would certainly require the cooperation of Golden State. You basically would have to resign with the Warriors here, and then basically put a player option for next year. It's challenging. You know, teams are hesitant. You know, Brooklyn would be hesitant to sign him to an offer sheet because your money gets tied up too. There's such an interesting body of work because, as you guys saw towards the tail end of the playoffs, he was really good. You know, he doesn't fit with every team here. So I do think he's probably in that 20 to 25. I don't think he's a $30 million player. I don't. You know, maybe he is 2 years from now, but right now I don't see that.
Okay. So, yeah. 20 to 25.
And what he said in there I hadn't picked up on before, but maybe you get to a spot and both sides realize, you know, JK, you know we don't necessarily love you, and you don't honestly love us. You don't fit. You know, maybe it's not the best situation. How about we do a 1-year deal with a second-year player option, and we'll see how it goes this year. We'll give you 20 this year, and you'll have an option for next year at 25. And if you go out this year and you play better than a $25 million player, and you have interest from the outside on teams that might pay you more than 25, well, then you decline it, and you move on, and we part ways. It might actually be a shorter-term contract from both sides.
That probably makes sense for both right now. The Warriors don't want to do something long-term, it sounds like. And Jonathan, we know what Jonathan, and by the way, many, many, many fans here in the Bay Area think about his future. So why would you go long-term on a number that you think you're going to outplay when given the opportunity and do that for many years to come and kind of eat up all of your mid-20s.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to want to do that either.
And Bobby had another cut. I'm not asking you to play it, even if you have it, but he said something to the effect that next year in the offseason, there are going to be a lot of teams that have money.
Yep.
As opposed to this year where almost no team has it. So if you're Kuminga and you do a 1+1, you get into next offseason and there's more teams with money, you're probably in a better situation.
All right, so listen to this one more time with this question in all of our minds. And then if you guys want to fire off some comments, text, YouTube, give us a call, 888-957-9570. Listen to Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, Dubs Talk podcast. Listen to everything he says and then decide, does this mean the Warriors really want Jonathan Kuminga? Or does it mean the opposite?
Well, the tea leaves and as well as scuttlebutt around the NBA is that the Warriors very likely will find a way to hang on to JK. Doesn't mean that he's going to be a long-term answer, you know, that they just move him later. Because what seems pretty clear in talking to people is that even the people who are, I guess you can say, JK backers with the Warriors don't see him as a guy that's going to lead them to championships. So it's not like he can take Steph's torch into the future. Nobody's saying that, yeah, if, you know, if we hang on to JK, that's the guy that's going to get us more rings. No one is saying that. And so that's why there's that wiggle room there that says, yeah, they like him, but they're not committed to him being there forever like they were to Steph.
They like him, they don't love him. They like him, they don't love him. And if we buy the premise that Jonathan wants to be an NBA one, Monty Poole is saying, nobody in the organization agrees with him.
Right.
Even those who support him.
Exactly.
Nobody thinks that.
I wrote down the five things that he said.
Okay.
Long-term answer, not. Lead you to a title, not. The torch to the future, not. That's the guy, he's not. Commit to him forever, they won't. And that was just bing, 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 five straight.
But they want to keep him.
Of course.
And then the very next sentence is move him later.
Right. And because moving him now makes no sense. Like you said, 50 cents on the dollar, you're not doing that.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. I hear more kind of downside than upside in that from Monty. I hear more like, we're not that into Jonathan. I hear more, not all of it, but I hear more of that than the opposite.
Agreed, but you have to find a way to, you know, keep propping up the player, because if you do keep him, you're going to want to use him and have him be pretty good. And I don't think that you're going to be able to, you're not going to be able to sign and trade him with the rules. And I don't think that a team might be interesting if Brooklyn comes in and says, you know what, we'll give him We'll give him 25 this year. Oof. Right?
Which I don't think that, I mean, sounds like that's not the plan.
Right, but if, I mean, if Brooklyn does that, the team with money, you may have to play in a game of chicken. Do you want to give Kuminga 25?
I don't think that they do. Certainly not for a number of years.
Let him go for nothing, maybe, that would maybe, be, yeah.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. When you hear that from Monty Poole, does it sound like the Warriors are into Jonathan or not? We'll take your phone calls on that. Dibs also referenced something about Steve Kerr and the Knicks. All right, we'll let you hear that coming up next as well on Willard and Dibs.
And Dan Dibley over here to brag a little bit about Fremont Bank. It's my bank, and it's a family-owned bank, and it's got a great family-owned feel. They're deeply committed to contributing to their clients' goals and also empowering the community all around us. They are proudly celebrating 60-plus years in business, and when they built this bank, they wanted to create a local ecosystem that is created around relationships that benefit all of us here in the Bay Area communities. Earlier today, I was running through all the 21 branches in and around the 9-county Bay Area, and Fremont Bank serves so many different communities. It's really impressive, and they have had opportunities to expand, but they don't want to. They want to stay as a good local bank. That's the ethos that was started right there in Fremont at Fremont Boulevard and Capitol Avenue. If you want a bank that actually cares about you, this is the one. You take your money, you deposit it there, and they reinvest it into home ownership and philanthropy and businesses and everything else that makes the Bay Area so great. When you head out of your weekend, think about Fremont Bank and think about making the switch to a full-service bank operation. It's Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.